Good afternoon, friends. This is Stephen White, conductor on the music staff of the Metropolitan Opera. Welcome to this week's Met Preview on WVTF Music. Hansel and Gretel is one of my all-time favorite pieces of music, not just opera. Note for note, there are very few compositions that I can name that sustain such sheer beauty of sound and atmosphere from beginning to end. German composer Engelbert Humperdinck wrote his masterpiece to a libretto by his own sister. She had asked him to set music to some Christmas poems she had written for her children. The opera is unique in the way it combines a sophisticated harmonic and orchestral language with a naive and folksy childlike demeanor. Listen as Gretel tries to get her reluctant brother to dance with her.
Brüderchen, komm, tanz mit mir. Beide Händchen reich ich dir. Einmal hier, einmal hier. Rundherum, es ist nicht schwer. Tanzen soll ich aber nicht. Schwesterchen, kann es nicht. Warum zeig mir, wie es braucht, dass ich tanze würde auch.
We all know the story, don't we? The children's mother sends them out into the woods to forage for food. When their father comes home, he is worried to death and tells the mother about the witch that turns children into gingerbread.
Ja, bei Tag, oh Graus, zum Hexenschmaus, im Knisper, Kasper, Knusperhaus, die Kinderlein, Armsinderlein, mit Zauberkuchen lockt sie hinein. Doch übelgesinnt ergreift sie geschwind das arme Kuchen knusternde Kind. In den Ofen blitz hell, schiebt die Hexe blitz schnell, dann kommen zur Stell Gebräune pastell. Aus dem Ofen, aus dem Ofen.
For those of you who may be familiar with the music of Gustav Mahler and Richard Strauss, you may very well hear a lot of music in Hansel and Gretel that sounds very similar to those composers. Strauss himself conducted the premiere of Hansel and Gretel in 1893, and Mahler was also an early champion of the piece. In this interlude, The Witch's Ride, it's hard to tell whose music is influencing whom. Hey, some people might even mistake it for Wagner.
Thank you.
This is the weekly Met Preview on WVTF Music. I'm Stephen White. One selection from Hansel and Gretel stands out as one of the most beloved moments in all of opera. The so-called evening prayer has been arranged for any number of musical forces, from full chorus to solo piano and even for concert band. In the opera, Hansel and Gretel are lost in the woods, and as night descends, they draw close together and fold their hands, petitioning God to send 14 angels to keep watch over them. Let's listen now to Elisabeth Grümer and Elisabeth Schwarzkopf in this blissful interpretation. As Hansel and Gretel drift off to sleep in each other's arms, Humperdinck gives us a glorious orchestral vision. In this musical pantomime, 14 angels actually do come down to keep watch over them, keeping them safe throughout the night. Here's Herbert von Karajan and the Philharmonia Orchestra. And with that marvelous music, a new day dawns, a day that brings about the inevitable encounter with the witch. But just like in the story, Hansel and Gretel pull off the big escape and send the witch to her demise. Humperdinck gives them a thrilling waltz of ecstatic jubilation with which to celebrate their victory. It's just impossible to sit through Hansel and Gretel and not be affected by its beauty and good cheer. And we'll have that opportunity tomorrow at 1 p.m. right here on WVTF Music. You know, the very first live network broadcast from the Metropolitan Opera was a performance of Hansel and Gretel all the way back in 1931. Our performance tomorrow will feature Tara Erot as Hansel and Lisette Oropeza as Gretel. Gerhard Ziegel will be our witch and Donald Runicles will conduct. I hope you'll be with me next week as we step away from the fairy tales and go straight to the blood and guts of Cavalleria Rusticana and Pagliacci. I'm Stephen White, reminding you that Virginia is for lovers of great opera.
Stephen White made his debut at the Metropolitan Opera in 2010 and has conducted a number of Met performances. He also continues a long-standing relationship with Opera Roanoke as principal guest conductor and will conduct two performances of La Bohème in Roanoke in April 2018.